Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 59. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 88. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Legislative Research Department has come out with their latest statewide survey showing the number of jobs available for potential job seekers across the state. As Cake News reports it as of right now, according to the report from the department, they say that the state has two jobs available for every current unemployed Kansan across the state. They say overall it has been a roller coaster since the COVID-19 pandemic, with Kansas losing near 158,000 jobs during the pandemic. But since the pandemic has been over, bringing in more than 177,000 jobs in total. The Labor Department has also reported, according to labor participation in the state, with individuals either working or trying to work, is holding at near 66% to 67% of the population. The report also went on to say that the only downside so far has been the rate of hourly wages falling near 70 cents from the $29.82 an hour that was reported in February of 2022 to $29.12 an hour as an average across the state in February of this year, adjusted with inflation.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you were looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The state of Kansas is increasing their resources to try and combat wildfires across the state of Kansas after welcoming their second air tanker in the state that's set to be flown by the same pilot, Bill Garrison.
We're hauling more than what a fire truck would haul, and we can dump it in like a second onto the fire. We ought to be doubly effective, be able to send aircraft on multiple fires, whereas before I'd have to work one fire, then get dispatched to another one. Now we can send an aircraft to each fire.
That audio from Cake News. He goes on to say that since the devastating Highland Fire, there's been greater need for the wildfires to be fought with new resources, including the air tanker. He goes on to say that he hopes the Hutchinson Airport also gets equipped with fire retardant in the near future.
The use of the aircraft have definitely increased as they've become available, and the local fire departments have requested more help.
They say the newly purchased plane, before being converted into an air tanker, was used in anti-submarine warfare with the military. Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska chapter of the Associated General Contractors of America say they're trying to focus on the younger generation and getting them excited and interested about potential careers in the construction industry by holding different events, including the equipment days for high school age students and younger to experience what it's like to be on a backhoe and other pieces of equipment out in the field.
Investments in people is just as important as investments in equipment, buildings, and that sort of thing. So it's we're just trying to do our little part to help our members and other contractors in the state build their people.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say they're also partnering with the Central Community College to help students as the only heavy equipment program at a college level within the state. During the events, they say they use several simulators that mimic the feel of using bulldozers and other pieces of equipment, and say there is high demand in the construction industry for the up-and-coming generation. When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit aarp.org/veterans today.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Check out 5730, medium to late maturity, aphid tolerant, and excellent test weight history and strong yield performance.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Pony Up Match Day is Friday in Marysville, with $90,000 in matching funds available. That represents a 10% increase over last year, during which the event generated $464,000. Contributions of $25 or more to any of the funds will be eligible for a 50% match. Additional information is available online at ponyupmarysville.com. Donations can be left online or dropped off at the Helvering Center Friday from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Free dump days continue for Washington County residents Friday and Saturday. Friday, 8:30 till 4, Saturday, 8 till noon. They will accept appliances, furniture, mattresses, scrap metals, wire, and electronics free of charge. This does not include normal household trash, commercial refuse, construction and demolition, or tires. These items will be charged regular prices. Household hazardous waste and used oil will continue to be accepted at the Environmental Services Office free of charge year-round during normal business hours only. A workday is planned Saturday at Lake Idlewild north of Waterville beginning at 10 a.m. Blue Rapids, Waterville, Greenleaf, and Odell will host citywide garage sales this weekend. In Blue Rapids, a Sloppy Joe lunch will be featured at the community center on Saturday. Kansas Whiteway Car Run is planned Saturday. Caravans originating in Atchison and Concordia beginning at 8 a.m. along K-9 Highway will converge in Frankfort Saturday afternoon for a celebration of the 109-year history of the Whiteway Highway, along with a car show which is open to the public. Additional information available online at kswhiteway.wordpress.com. Republic, Jewell, and Smith counties host a Big Kansas Road Trip this weekend. A variety of activities continue Friday, Saturday, and Sunday throughout counties and communities, showcasing not only established tourist attractions, but special events as well. Richard Hunt of the Oregon-California Trails Association was at Alcove Springs this past week, filming the history of the site, the Donna Reed story, and how the Preservation Trust has worked as a historical trust to maintain the property. His video, when produced, will be available on YouTube and the OCTA website, which focuses on stories of the Oregon Trail and Western history. Richard Hunt will talk more about the project on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
So OCTA is what it goes by, but it's the Oregon-California Trails Association. It's a nonprofit organization. It's been around since 1982, so it's 41 years, and they promote and preserve the Oregon-California trails primarily, but they also are involved with other trails.
The Alcove Springs video and story will be available online when produced and will be available along with others.
So we publish videos every Tuesday and Friday. This will be one of our Friday videos. Actually, we're going to make several videos out of this. We'll make two or three different because there are so many stories associated with Alcove Springs. So we'll have two to three. They'll be up in probably 3 to 4 weeks. We've got about 110, 115 videos that are on the channel right now. And so we've got things from Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, you know, Oregon. Every Tuesday and Friday, you can watch ours. We have on Tuesdays, we have typically lectures that are people who have spoken at our meetings. And then the Fridays are the things like their Alcove Springs and their They're shorter. They're probably 6 to 10 minutes.
Again, Richard Hunt will be a guest on our public affairs program Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. He will talk about Alcove Springs' significance in the history of our country.
Alcove Spring is a national park affiliate. It's not a. It's not owned by the national park. It's owned by the Friends of Alcove Springs, which is a private nonprofit organization. But they work very closely with National Park Service. National Park Service promotes their activities. It provides some support for things like signage and other attributes that help interpret and tell the story of Alcove Spring. So it's a treasure. I mean, Alcove Spring is something that it's got to be one of the top five locations on the Oregon Trail. We always love to use local people to what we call interpret. They're not narrators, they're interpreters of a historical story. And so Dwayne Isles and Don Musil were the local folks that provide the interpretation. They're longtime members of OCTA. They're longtime members of the Friends of Alcove Springs. They were both involved in the original purchase of that property and turning it into a historic site.
James R. Nelson, age 69, of Bremen, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Monday at 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. With a visitation Monday from 10 until 2, family will see friends from 1 until 2. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for James Nelson.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms possible today, otherwise staying cloudy and warmer with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some sunshine throughout Saturday, warmer with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. And clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. And a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Showers may continue into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. And a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Monday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. A slight chance for some rain showers early on Tuesday, then sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. And more showers possible throughout Tuesday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early May, 72, record high in this date, 91. The average low, 49, and the record low, 23. Sunset this evening, 8:22. Sunrise in the morning at 6:26.
Can you get more from your garden while putting less work into it? We'll tell you one way it's done on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 5th, the 125th day of the year. Pop singer Adele has a birthday, and Mexican heritage is celebrated on this Cinco de Mayo. One way to cut down on planting chores in the spring is to grow perennial vegetables, that is, plants that come back on their own each year.
Two that most of us are familiar with are asparagus and rhubarb. But here are some others popular among perennial gardeners. Jerusalem artichoke and sunchoke is a tall sunflower-like plant that produces crisp tubers that can be used like potatoes. Sea kale is sometimes used as an ornamental, but the shoots are delicious and packed with nutrients. Or try the European spinach relative known as Good King Henry. It's popular for its tasty shoots, leaves, and flower buds. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
This Mother's Day, show her you care with something beautiful from Reflections. Shop boutique clothing and accessories, home and garden decor, willow tree figurines, meaningful cards, pop-up bouquets, gourmet chocolate, candy, and so much more. Don't forget, graduation is coming soon. Find everything you need to celebrate this year's graduates. From party supplies, fun and practical gifts, collegiate items, and great cards. There is something for everyone at Reflections. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store in downtown Marysville.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas Jayhawks and Bill Self continue to get the best players in the country, not only coming out of high school, but also the transfer portal. Yesterday, Hunter Dickinson from Michigan, the number one recruit in the transfer portal, committed to the University of Kansas. He tweeted a video yesterday announcing he will play for KU next season. The 7'1" center played his first 3 years at Michigan, leading the team in scoring and rebounding. The incoming senior announced his decision to enter the portal at the end of March, and now Kansas will be his new home. The Royals did put together a streak of good hitting, but could not put together a winning streak as they lost yesterday 13-10 to the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles win the series 2-1. Kansas City did manage to get 16 hits and score 10 runs, but it just wasn't enough. Now the Royals will stay home at Kauffman Stadium. They will start a weekend series tonight, 7:10 first pitch, against the worst team in baseball, the Oakland Athletics. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The 149th running of the Kentucky Derby will happen tomorrow. Just know, even though Kansas has legalized sports gaming in our state, horse betting is not part of sports gaming. You may not find on any of the sports gaming apps that you have downloaded a way to bet on this year's Kentucky Derby. In the NBA playoffs last night, Golden State tied the series with the Lakers with a 127-100 win. In the NHL playoffs, Florida leads the series 2-0 with a 3-2 win over Toronto. The series is tied between Seattle and Dallas, with Dallas getting the victory last night, 4-2. The Kansas City Chiefs signed a veteran offensive lineman yesterday. Donovan Smith was signed to a one-year contract. Kansas City lost both starting tackles from last season in Orlando Brown to the Cincinnati Bengals and Andrew Wiley to the Washington Commanders. Earlier this year in free agency, the Chiefs signed Jawan Taylor from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Subpoenas were issued by New York and California to the NFL. They're looking into racial discrimination and sexual harassment. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agriculture and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 785-353-2313 today. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable, see your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com. Improve your lawn and garden's vitality, productivity, and beauty with Top Dressing. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Top Dressing is the practice of spreading compost, fertilizer, or other material over the soil surface of lawns and gardens. By top dressing with compost, you can increase the organic matter and nutrient availability in the soil. This means you need to water and fertilize less often. Spread a 1 to 2 inch layer of compost over the soil surface of perennial gardens and planting beds every 2 to 3 years. Cover with an organic mulch to help suppress weeds, conserve moisture, and further improve the soil. You can top-dress gardens anytime the ground isn't frozen, but it's easiest to do right after cutting back your perennials. Top-dress your lawn with compost right after dethatching or core aerating. The compost helps reduce soil compaction and thatch buildup. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
There are many people that tout a variety of diet plans. We may have a new idea to add to that list. When you hear the story of the Edna G. Tugboat, you realize just how much weight a person might drop when things go awry. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It's a small ship with a mighty story.
The Edna G. Tugboat has long been an icon for the city of Two Harbors. It's owned by the city of Two Harbors. Of course, they bought it off the railroad company for a dollar. We currently operate it as a museum, a floating museum.
Mel Sando shares the story from the tugboat here in Two Harbors, Minnesota.
It was built in 1896. It was one of the most powerful tugs at the time. The original superstructure was wood, and it was rebuilt with a steel one during World War I when the United States government commandeered it, took it out of the harbor, made it go to the West Coast, and they were used for shipping operations.
The tug saw a lot of life here on Lake Superior.
It was the last steam-fired tug on the Great Lakes. It was retired in 1981, made its last tow. It was a powerful little tug, 1,000 horsepower, has a prop on it that's 9 feet across.
Mel has many stories he loves to share about the historic tugboat. One is about a short trip that lasted much longer than the crew had planned.
They went out to bring a ship in that had lost its prop, and they were coming in, and they got stuck out there in a gale. the firemen who had to shovel the coal, they didn't have auto feeders in there and stuff, had to shovel the coal, lost 15 pounds that day. They figure he shoveled about 8 tons of coal.
The tugboat is today on display at the waterfront, the exact location where it spent most of its working days. Traveling the countryside in Two Harbors, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Imagine a garden that takes care of the fertility all by itself. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. A method called forest gardening will do just that, even if you don't have a forest, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Through a woodland and notice the diversity of plants. Trees, shrubs, and other perennials grow together like a solid family unit. You can have that same kind of synergy in an edible garden. Dave Jackie has written books about the ecology and design of home-scale food forests. He says the idea is still in its infancy, but a paradigm for agriculture that focuses on multi-purpose plants in small-scale settings. Basically, it's gardening like the forest, not necessarily in the forest, so anyone with a patch of land can do this.
We're using trees, we're using shrubs, we're using perennial herbs. You can also use annual vegetables. In most ecosystems, annual vegetables are a small proportion of the area, but we're really trying to push toward a perennial ecosystem. We call them perennial polycultures of multipurpose plants.
Planning a forest garden takes into account the architecture, how species relate to each other, the process of self-renewing fertility, and the process of succession. However, the design of the garden is totally up to you and your goals.
Mostly, we're going for widely spaced fruit trees with shrubs in between, pathways kind of meandering through. The forest gardens that I've seen that people are designing are not in linear rows or squares. They're more free-form, more naturalistic environments with trees and shrubs mixed together with herbaceous perennials thrown around underneath. So they're fairly rich environments with high species diversity.
Jackie says planting too closely together is the most frequent mistake that forest gardeners make. The hardest part is allowing yourself to do less by letting the system take care of itself, as well as knowing when to intervene and how. Learn more about forest gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God.
ever go to your favorite store without a list? If you are anything like me, you end up leaving with just a few extra things. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, practicing restraint when it comes to your finances can be hard. That's why creating and maintaining a budget that's aligned with your values can help you be a good steward of your resources. When you connect your finances to your values and your decisions, it can help you use your money as a tool to achieve your purpose and live out your faith in a meaningful way. There are plenty of online tools to help you get started creating a budget if you don't already have one. Or if you've recently gone through a major life transition, consider talking to a financial professional. They can help ensure your current budget aligns with your overall goals and priorities in life. Just like walking into a store with a list, following a budget can give you more clarity when it comes to your finances so you can live a life with more meaning and gratitude.
Twin Valley Thrift Shops are always updating with new arrivals. Check out the warehouse in Waterville and Twice But Nice in Beatty for a great selection of clothes, toys, games, home decor, everyday pieces, and at the warehouse they stock furniture and more as well. Your purchase and, of course, your contributions benefit local residents served by Twin Valley Developmental Services. Both locations always accept donations of good, clean, quality used items you're no longer using. Visit the Twin Valley Thrift Shops in Waterville and Beatty.
If you know of a company that can help other companies become sustainable, then stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Before the advent of email, spam referred to a canned meat product from a company named Hormel. Yes, the company name is actually pronounced Hormel, not Hormel, but I digress. Hormel makes a lot of branded food products, and they also end up with a lot of byproducts and other waste from the manufacturing process. Nathan Smith, enterprise lead for breakthrough innovation for the Austin, Minnesota-based company, says Hormel wants to hear from other companies who can help them become more sustainable.
So why do we care about that? Because our consumers are going there and our company has a 20 by 30 sustainability goal. So we're holding ourselves accountable. These consumers increase in purchasing power, $1.4 trillion of purchasing power. And to remain relevant in today's economy, we need to adjust our brand's positioning and our customers as well, like Costco, who spends about half their time talking about sustainability and emphasizing sustainable products.
Smith and representatives from a number of companies recently made reverse pitches to find businesses that could help fast track them to sustainability. I posted a link to a group of videos of those pitches. It's on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center warehouses are loaded to the hilt with over 500 appliances in stock for major brands including Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Samsung, and Frigidaire. Dishwashers start at $3.99. Small chest freezers start at $1.99. Refrigerators starting at $4.99. 12 months interest-free payments and free shipping within 100 miles to your door on all items $4.99 and above. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
KNDY.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, May the 4th. Well, the National Association of Farm Broadcasting is working to keep auto manufacturers from removing AM radio new vehicles
Here's Michael Clements.
In response to automakers announcing the elimination of AM radio in select vehicles, the National Association of Farm Broadcasting is taking steps to keep AM radio in the dashboard. NAFB has spoken with the Federal Communications Commission and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, as well as sent letters to leadership of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees. NAFB President Joe Gill says the focus right now is on educating others about the issue.
There's a lot of folks right now who are unaware of this issue, so educating our cohorts in the industry and also legislative leaders, because there is no legislation on the books regarding this issue. There is nothing to mandate this to be a item in vehicles.
Ford Motor Company will not have AM radio in most of its new 2024 vehicles, but will keep AM radio in commercial vehicles. Meanwhile, other companies like Tesla have already removed AM radio from their electric vehicles. Gill says the response so far has been overwhelmingly supportive of keeping AM radio.
You can't just plug in your phone or have an app because, let's face it, rural broadband is still not accessible in some areas. And once again, it comes down to safety as well when it comes to severe weather. And a lot of legislators did support us verbally, and they want to know what they can do to try and keep AM radio in the dashboard.
Gill says NAFB research shows the importance of AM radio to rural America.
As you look at some of the research on how many radios actually farmers and some of those folks have in their home, and the length of time that they listen, and how many days a week that they listen, and for some, that is their only avenue for information.
And that's a get your ag news on this Thursday, May the 4th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
When your family works in agriculture, you weather a lot together. Long hours, financial worries, forces you can't control. So when one of you is struggling, you're in it together too. Stress, anxiety, depression, they don't discriminate. And no amount of duct tape or twine will fix things. Do you know someone who's suffering? They can feel better. And you can help. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and Aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
A new venture capital firm is looking to boost sorghum production by connecting investors with farmers. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
The Collaborative Sorghum Marketing Transformation Program, called C-Smart, launched its first ever venture capital platform designed to benefit sorghum producers. C-Smart consultant John Duff.
C-Smart is a venture capital platform that comes alongside private investors by providing marketing, PR, R&D support, in order to facilitate private investment. It also maintains a network of private investors looking to deploy investment capital in technologies and projects and ideas that bring value to sorghum farmers.
Duff says more and more investment capital will be coming into agriculture during the next several years, and that makes C-Smart something that will be very beneficial.
Much of it is in the name of climate, and with sorghum being a water-smart, drought-tolerant, heat-tolerant crop that has a big root system that gives back to the soil, there's a ton of opportunities today to make sure that private capital comes in a way that's good for sorghum farmers and adds value to sorghum farmers. And C-Smart will help facilitate that investment in a way that will do just that. It will create value for sorghum farmers.
He talks about what the platform means in terms of innovation in the sorghum industry.
After 30 years in the making, the sorghum industry now has three over-the-top grass control technologies. But there's equal and even just as, if not more exciting, breakthroughs coming on the marketing side for sorghum, whether that's new food products or new processing technologies in the ethanol space that create opportunities for high-value protein feeds, for example.
Head to the sorghumgrowers.com website for more information on investing or obtaining support for sorghum information. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, May the 4th. Here's what we're looking at right now. May corn at 646, and that's up 3/4 right now. July corn is up 1 3/4 at 590 1/4. Kansas City wheat for July, 796.5. That's up 11.5 right now. September Kansas City wheat, 12 up 12 1/4 at 790 1/4. Looking at oats for July, 317 3/4. That's up 7.5. September oats, 324, and that's up 6 3/4. Soybeans for May, 1448.5. That's up 0.5. July soybeans up 3/4 at 1418 1/4. Cotton for July, 81.76. That's up 3 currently. Looking at live cattle for June, 161.80 is your current price, and that's up 15 cents. August live cattle, 159.65, that's up a dime. Feeder cattle for May, 204 right now, that's up 57.5 cents. August feeder cattle, 223.32.5, and that's down 20 cents. Looking at crude oil for June, 69.43 is your current price, and that's up 83 cents. July crude at 69.38, that's up 83 cents. Looking at gold on this Thursday, gold for June at $2,056.60. That's up $19.80 right now. August gold, $2,075.90. That's up $19.70. Silver for May, $26.07.5. That's up 59 cents. July silver at $26.29, and that's up 60 cents currently. Wall Street reacting to the Fed rate hike. The Dow is down 271 right now. S&P down 17, NASDAQ up 4. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available, or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Check out 5643. It's a 105, 11-day medium maturity variety with excellent standability and good performance in stressful environments.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2800. 36 Kaufman Seed.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, Rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtellumber.com or visit either location today.
Producers always have a lot to consider when planting crops. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Ignacio Ciampitti, K-State Farm Systems Specialist, shares things to keep in mind when planting soybeans this year in Kansas.
We know that when the farmers are taking decisions right now, they're trying to think about when is the optimal planting for soybeans and then what are the length of maturity that they need to use on the varieties. If you look at our information in terms of our maps, someone might say, well, that's a little bit outdated. And I will say, why? Well, if you look at what farmers tend to do today, they start shifting in the last couple of years of planting soybeans first and then corn. And that shift is slowly moving in many regions in the state. I mean, we have, for example, the Northeast that our range of normal recommended planting dates was before, like, saying May to June. And then today we have some farmers that they already planted.
Ciampitti discusses how planting dates can impact maturity.
The selection of maturity goes in many situations with planting dates. So if you are planting early, you have a chance to use a longer maturity. As you are delaying your planting dates, we start seeing that we shouldn't cut too much on maturity because, in fact, what happens to the plant, even if we go after mid-June, we have situations when the plant is changing on the sensitivity to the light duration, and then after June 21st we have less number of hours. If you are starting shortening your cycle, those plants will start to keep very short and they will produce shorter plants with less leaves, and mainly you have less chances to produce yield. So in many situations we always say try to keep the maturity, and when is the moment that you need to decide to trigger or to change your maturity is usually when you are already way too late.
He continues by giving insight on planting uniformity and its impacts.
If you go into too early, you might also see situations like a lack of uniformity. And in corn, we talk a lot about lack of uniformity because if you look at early season when the plants are coming up, you want to make sure that those plants are coming almost all at the same time. And that is critical for corn. And we have a lot of research data showing that if you have like a asynchrony and if you see plants coming up like 2 or 3 weeks after, those plants, they tend to become weeds. And when they get to flowering, they get late and sometimes they don't even put an ear. And when they're already that much behind, you basically are producing a plant that is using resources but is not being fertile. On soybeans, we tend to see a similar problem, but it's not as big as corn. But on soybeans, we always mention this to farmers. We say plant uniformity is not a big factor, but if you can take care of that, that will be another factor that it will help you to yield more.
That's K-State Farm Systems Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti with things to keep in mind when planting soybeans this year in Kansas. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat live on KNDY.
Radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table, and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a long-time, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com, then reach out with your questions and or application today.
Another hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.